Andre Daniels was convicted of a robbery when he was 18, sentenced to 20 years behind bars. Now in his early 30s, he's been diagnosed with cancer. Chemotherapy slowed the disease, but his lawyer, Lloyd Snook, says it didn't kill a life-threatening tumor.
The only thing that will kill off the tumor is a stem cell transplant. They won't pay for that. And so the only way he can get the life-saving treatment is to get out of prison. The only way he can get out of prison is on a pardon.
So Daniels appealed to the governor, asking for clemency.
And we've been trying ever since, frankly, more than anything else, just to get the attention of a human being. This started during the last days of the McAuliffe administration, and I really thought that once Governor Northam, being a doctor, took over, there might be somehow a little greater sensitivity there, but I don't know that we've ever had any assurance that anybody has looked at this case.
Virginia does offer compassionate release for those with fatal conditions,
which is only available if you're 3 months from dying. He doesn't want to be 3 months from dying.
Parole Board Chair Adrian Bennett says Virginia is among the least compassionate states when it comes to people who are dying. But Brian Moran, the governor's chief advisor on criminal justice, says lawmakers are unwilling to change that.
What we have attempted to do over the last several years was to at least impose some discretion into the parole laws. For example, medical parole for those who are terminally ill. Governor Northam supported that this year, and it failed.
People with serious disabilities are also left waiting. Take the 41-year-old inmate who suffers from a rare neurological disease that makes it hard to walk or talk. We spoke with his mother, Julie Lloyd, after a public forum on parole in Norfolk.
My son's name is Alfonso Skiles, 1134129. He's at Greensfield Correctional Center. He's been there now for over 21 years. He's completed different trainings, anger management. Right after the clemency went in, he got married. His wife is a homeowner. She's a full-time nurse. We have a heating and air conditioning business, so he has somewhere to go. He has something to do. He is reformed.
Lloyd says her son's medical care has cost Virginia more than $500,000. Future bills could be paid by Medicaid if he were released. But Skiles has been waiting a year and a half for an answer to his petition for clemency. Greg Wilson has waited even longer, prompting his wife, Rena, to attend the community forum with Bennett and Moran.
In July, it will have been 5 years since we put the pardon request in. And I know as someone else who their petition has been in for, I think, about 7 or 8 years. And I'm just wondering, what's the timeline on this?
Bennett said she could not provide a timeline, but doubted the case had been under consideration for 5 years. Rena Wilson has since shared emails with Radio IQ showing that it has indeed been 5 years since her husband asked for a pardon. In our next report, we'll tell you why people who may actually be innocent may also wait years for an answer from the governor. I'm Sandy Houseman.